Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. If you're not familiar with HSAs or health savings accounts, this might be a good time to learn more about them. I got a question from a listener when she found out that both the Senate and the House health care bills have provisions in them to expand HSAs, and she wanted to know, what are they? HSAs, or health savings accounts, are typically used by people with high insurance deductibles, so you have money set aside to pay medical bills until you reach your deductible. They typically have two components, a checking account, which savers use to deposit and spend money, and an investment account, where money that is not spent immediately can be invested for future health care expenses. While account holders get a triple benefit, they can contribute untaxed income, avoid capital gains and dividends taxes as contributions grow, and then spend money tax-free on qualified medical expenses. There is a catch. HSAs typically charge hefty maintenance fees, often hitting account holders twice, with one fee for the checking account and a separate fee for the investment account. And on top of that, there's also a third layer of fees which account holders pay to invest the HSA balances in mutual funds. And when you add all of that up, all of those fees, they're higher than you pay for your typical 401k. This market is growing by leaps and bounds, but many of the big players, Fidelity, Schwab, Vanguard, are sitting on the sidelines. Why do you think that is? Drop me an email if you know the answer. And that's the minute for today. Don't forget, you can download a copy of my How to Raise Your Credit Score cheat sheet at psworth.com. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember, minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.